To begin, it is important to understand that art and politics have never been separate entities. They're married. Together they reflect the contemporary moment and the experiences of individuals, groups, and communities of that time. With the emergence of the global pandemic, Black Lives Matter movements, protests, police brutality, LGBTQ+ rights, in the presidential election, and overall world chaos, the art world, artists, galleries, platforms, auction houses, and museums all reacted in individual but loosely united ways. First, with the shutdown of galleries, museums, exhibition spaces, artists turned to social media platforms and the internet to promote themselves, the work they're creating, as well as social movements they're part of. Museums and galleries faced backlash in response to their support of political idioms and movements, which led to overhauls of some programs. In addition, these shifts in the physical art world, social media, and digital art led to the rise of NFTs, which work to place a value on digital art, which has always been freely and readily available. In addition to COVID, forcing artists to reach their audiences in new ways, news, protests, police brutality, immigrant policies, and movements such as Me Too has led to artists in 2020 and 21 to use their own positionality to create pushback and decentralize the colonial gaze, making space in the canon of art history for bodies who have historically been invisible and unheard. In our own purchases, we looked at artists who insert themselves and their identities into areas typically dominated by white males. Gwen Chauzet, the curator of Denver Art Museum, Women's of Abstract Expressionism exhibition, says, "Recognizing works by artists of greater diversity in gender, ethnicity, and worldview has become a priority." Finally, the growing desire for visibility of all people, as well as the highly digitized art world, has led to many artists to turn to craft in reappropriating the canon of art history. Specifically, artists such as Kehinde Wiley and Micheline Thomas refer to West African photography to create Black portraiture. Are the artists use textile and embroidery to make visible the histories of colonialism, but in relation to contemporary issues? Overall, the social context of 2020-2021 has led to artists to work towards speaking out against the structures and hierarchies which create barriers to enter. Artists are now using the political movements to activate change and inclusivity.